NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Senate Republicans are blocking legislation to avoid a government shutdown and suspend the debt ceiling. The measure was unable to secure the 60 votes needed to advance. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized the GOP after the vote, noting not passing this legislation would gravely harm every single American. The measure already made it through the House. The White House is tackling confusion over the release of Pfizer COVID vaccine boosters. Press Secretary Jen Psaki suggested it's being fueled by the news media.
If everybody here is saying it's confusing, then people are going to think it's confusing. And so what I'm trying to do is alleviate the confusion.
She noted the booster is available for Pfizer vaccine recipients who are 65 and older, along with other high-risk groups. That includes frontline workers and those with weakened immune systems. Violent crime is up in the U.S. for the first time in 4 years. That's according to the FBI's 2020 Crime Statistics Report released on Monday, which shows violent crime increased by more than 5% compared to 2019. But the report also shows certain offenses declined in 2020, including robberies and rapes. R. Kelly is being found guilty of all the charges against him, including racketeering. Lisa G. reports.
I believe I can fly.
Back in the 90s, the R&B singer ruled the charts with his anthem, I Believe I Can Fly. But now, acting U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Kasulis said the verdict shows he preyed on the young, vulnerable, and the voiceless.
Today's guilty verdict forever brands R. Kelly as a predator.
Kelly, who's being sentenced in early May, could spend decades behind bars.
A settlement of $1.8 billion is reportedly being paid to thousands of Los Angeles County residents impacted by a massive gas leak. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.